This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, the only place you're going to get a real dose of reality. You hear me, people? A real dose of reality. Not the clap, a dose of reality, which some say a dose of clap wouldn't be as bad as listening to my show. But you will get a dose of reality here. The only place that you will get a reality check. And it is a reality check because you're getting the truth, people. You're getting the truth. You may not like how I present it, but you're getting the truth today and every day. And we are the WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio. We are going to make white people aware what's going on. We don't want to take nothing away from the proud black community. We want to take it all away from the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies, these thug bastards that are trying to destroy our country. So don't think that Bob Romanek will not sit here today, today and every day, and let you know what's going on in the eyes of a white man. I can't let you know what's going on in the eyes of a black man. Black Entertainment Television, St. Louis American Newspaper, all the black propaganda going on. That's okay. They take care of their black race, and I understand that, and I appreciate that. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and acknowledge and tell things about the white race that people don't know. You think I'm going to hide it? Makes me a racist? No, makes me a realist. But anyway, you want a dose of reality, you stay right here. If you don't, go somewhere else. I'd like to say hello to Scott. Met him yesterday, him and his two lovely little sons. Beautiful little guys. Met him in Fairview yesterday. Listens to the show. Him and the people all throughout his neighborhood and his county. Won't mention the county. Don't want to get him in any trouble. But I sit back and I think about it. for all, not the gays that are in the closet. So Kern, don't get excited. If you're in that closet somewhere, keep your ass in there, you dumbass bastard. And we're going to talk about you momentarily. But I think about all the closet listeners to my radio station. We've got confirmation. We've got listeners all throughout this country and every state, all throughout the world. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Finland, Iceland, Sweden. But some of them, not all of them, some of them are closet listeners because they have a job. They can't say anything. And I think to myself, in this great United States of America, why the hell do we have to keep our mouth shut? It just really pisses me off. And I sit here, I say again, as a proud white man, I'm going to let you know what I think. And if you don't like it, just don't listen. I want to start off with this basketball that's going on. Now, I don't give a damn. I'm giving you my opinion. I sit there and I watch 5, 10, 15 minutes. You know where I'm going. I see 9, 10, everybody that plays is primarily black. Maybe no one will agree with me, and I don't give a damn because I'm not here to make a friend. I'm here to make a difference, and I've made a difference in this last year or two, and you people know that. Both my friends, supporters, both my enemies, and my distractors. You know I've made a difference because I've provoked people into understanding, into researching, into listening, into doing something about it. Now, it's not as big a movement as we'd like, but I think, as I always say, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and I think we've taken more than one step. But I just sit back, and I wonder, as a white guy, what if all these college basketball teams had nothing but primarily white basketball players? Sit back and kind of envision that. I know it's hard to do because you haven't seen a white basketball player for a lot of years on the court. But I got to say, and I say this truthfully, and I say this not as a racist, but as a realist. I'll bet if the NAACP and the other black groups, I bet they would come together and have a lot to say about equality in basketball, at the college, in the professional ranks. I'll bet you they'd have a lot to say about equality and racial disparity in college and even pro ball if it was primarily white. Now, if somebody wants to call and disagree with me, we can argue all day long on that. You people know that. The college coaches. Oh, you got at least interview a black guy. One of the three's got to be a black guy, I'm sorry, at the professional level. And you heard me last week. They hired a lot of black professional coaches, and this year they fired 5 of them because they just were not qualified. It's not a racial statement. It's a real statement. But you ever notice, not the proud blacks, keep them out of the equation. These niggers, when they don't get what they want, it's always racial. We want this. We want that. I don't hear the niggers saying, well, it ain't fair. It ain't fair. There's a lot of thug niggers, and there's some proud blacks on the basketball court at the professional and college level, but there's a lot of thugs, too. That's not fair. We ought to have some white kids at the college basketball level and a professional basketball level. Ought to put them out on the court. Now, maybe they're not as qualified, but remember affirmative action? Remember back in the day, affirmative action? When a lot of the blacks weren't qualified, when blacks got 20 on a police test, and they were elevated up to 90s, 95s over the white guys that got 85, 90s. That wasn't fair, but it was done. It was affirmative action. It was done. People bitched a little bit, but we wanted to be fair. We wanted to be fair to the black people, and I understand that. Sometimes you have to give somebody a little bit extra to get them off their ass and get them going. If that's what it takes, that's fine. But now, the script is flipped, and it's all black. Now, I don't hear anybody bitching about the basketball at the college and professional level. You know why? Because now it's, well, let's let the best play. And I agree. I agree with that today and every day. Let the best play. You didn't agree with that when affirmative action took place 20, 30 years ago. Well, no, I don't care if the black guy got a 20. We got to give them jobs. We want to be fair. We don't want to have racial disparity. We want everybody to be treated equal. We want to put them on the same level playing field, even though they weren't qualified, even though they couldn't pass the test. It's unbelievable. But now, all of a sudden, it's, you can't say it. I guarantee you, I'm the only son of a bitch on the radio, on terrestrial radio, mainstream radio, that'll talk this issue. They'll talk around it. Some will, not very often. They'll dance around it like they're dancing with the stars. I won't. And you think about it, even you proud black people. Where are the whites? The whites aren't there because they're not as good as the blacks. And that's okay. But when the whites are better than the blacks, why should whites be penalized? Why should whites be punished? Think about that, people. And you watch in the stands, especially at the National Basketball League level, and I'm not a sports guy and I want to stay on sports too long. This is not really about sports. It's about the matter of principle and the matter of fairness. You look in the stands, it's 95% white. And the niggers will say that we're all racist. Well, if we're racist, who want to watch a bunch of thug niggers run around a basketball court? And see, I could say thug black guys. That wouldn't make any difference because they'd say he's still a racist. I can say nigger, I could say black guy, I could say coon, I can say whatever. Whenever a white person criticizes a person of dark skin, they're racist. And that's bull crap. But I just sit back and I thought, what the hell's wrong with this? Well, nothing's wrong with this. But why isn't this brought out every time it's a black-white situation? Oh, there's not enough blacks getting jobs. There's not enough blacks getting contracts for this NGA over in St. Louis. They have to have white mentors telling them what to do. Why doesn't somebody bring that up? Nobody wants to bring that up, but Bob Romanek and I'll bring it up today and every day. And it goes right into this Trump situation. And I don't want to say I've heard so much crap over the weekend about what Mueller said, what this guy said. Don't you people get tired of that crap, both Democrats and Republicans? But now you got Maxine Waters, that nigger. You got the Representative John Lewis out of Georgia, that nigger. You got a representative out of California, that other nigger. They're all coming out after Trump. Oh, no, that don't make any difference. We want to impeach him. He's not the real president. And I told you before, they always bring the niggers out. They always bring their nigger-hired guns out. And especially like Maxine Waters. You don't see many white people giving the crap. They give him crap. They give Trump crap. They don't give him the crap that these niggers do because nobody's going to say anything about it. And then you got, I read about it again this weekend, Snoop Doggy Dog Nigger. This no good son of a bitch depicted killing the president, talked about the president, called him all kind of racial names and embarrassed him. And he's going to be a performer at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. Thanks to Pritzker, our new governor, and Madigan, that low-life piece of crap. Nobody says nothing about Snoop Doggy Nigger. Where's the white group saying, why do you have a nigger like that who depicted killing the president of the United States? Why not? Because white people are lame. But I see that on TV, and it just really, really pisses me off. Then I see the University of Georgia, and say, you people aren't going to get this racial crap anywhere but here. White people are afraid to talk about it. And you guys, then you don't know. University of Georgia, they expelled four white students because they had a video surface that they were talking about picking cotton and talking about black people. Well, I'll be damned. What are you doing in these colleges? You learn that we have freedoms in this great country. But see, we still don't have freedoms. If you're a nigger, you can say cracker on the air like Michael Che on Saturday Night Live. You can depict killing President, the white boy, President Trump, by Snoop Doggy Dog Nigger. You can have everybody talk about the white guy. And if you're a nigger, nothing happens. You don't get chastised for that crap. Look at Wendy Williams. Said nigger and nothing. Oh, we're proud that she said she's a cocaine addict and an alcoholic. We're proud for her to come out. You wasn't proud of Kevin Stein, cross-dresser, when he said coon, and you white people know it. When you're going to get off your ass? When are the proud white people going to get off their ass? Now they got all the nigger politicians. They're coming after Trump today. They didn't give him a second worth of time to recuperate from that. Let's go ahead. I might as well take him. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side.
Well, Bob, I got to tell you, my friend, you do a heck of a job, and you know what? You always the same as Kevin does. You tell the dang truth. Tell this dang truth. You put it on the table, and if you don't like it, go away.
Hey, you know what, Jesse? Are you a proud white man?
Yes.
Well, let me hear it.
I am a proud white man, and I have a very lovely black wife.
I know that. That's true. Hey, she's a proud black lady, isn't she, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Now, I would tell you, I know you can't really speak for her, but I'm sure when you're watching television, watching some of these news articles, watching some of this crap going on, that your proud black, beautiful wife tells to you, man, I wish that some in the black community wouldn't act like they act. She has to say that, doesn't she?
She says, you know what? Why does these dang niggers have to be so dang stupid? Why don't they wake up and face reality?
Well, Jesse, you know what? Because you've got a proud black lady, and there's a lot of proud black people, and you hear me say it all the time. But until we all come together, the proud whites and the proud blacks, nothing's going to get done. See, when Ku Klux Klan came about in the 30s and 40s and 50s and they were strong, who helped fight against the Ku Klux Klan? White people did. White people got together and says, this is not right. Even though you people are white, you can't treat black people like that. We're not going to tolerate it. And that was the demise of the Ku Klux Klan. The whites destroyed the Ku Klux Klan. The blacks didn't. There wasn't enough blacks to destroy it. The blacks were on the run. The whites did. So I asked, why can't the proud black community come out now and say, hey, you niggers, it's time to slow down. It's time to back up. Because you're giving all of us proud black people a bad name. Jesse, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead to Rick. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. What's up?
Not much, buddy. What's going on in your world?
I'm actually the father of the girl being harassed in Granite.
Hey, Rick, yeah, we were expecting to call Friday. You know, I kind of bad-wrapped you, and I don't know if you couldn't make it, but if for some reason you couldn't make the call Friday, I want to apologize. I give you crap on the air, and so I'll apologize to you on the air. So what's the situation there, Rick?
Really, everything's kind of dying down, but whenever we was going to the police department, you know, showing them the threatening letters and things like that, the cops basically looked at my wife and said, what do you want me to do about it? And they're basically saying, since these kids are minors, that they don't want to touch it.
Well, what they're telling you, I guess, and I support law enforcement, and I don't know if you've got the right officers handling that, but what you're telling me, and I'm hearing it secondhand, is the police say, because there's a juvenile, that they can't do anything, they can't arrest them. Well, you know, they've got the Juvenile Department of Justice up there the other side of Grafton where I have property. They've got juveniles in juvenile detention. So I just wonder, Rick, you ought to call them back and ask them why, just because they're juveniles. But you know why they're not doing anything, because they're juveniles. It's not because of the police. It's because of the politicians trying to be politically correct. They're afraid of the nigger backlash. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, that's what it seems like going on. I mean, the school just now is trying to get involved. You know, somebody put a note in my daughter's locker saying, you gonna get it, snitch. And they spelt gone wrong and they spelt snitch wrong, you know. And these are kids that are 12 years old, 12, 13 years old. And in my opinion, if you can't spell those two words, you shouldn't be in school to begin with.
Well, you know what, Rick? My opinion, not yours, of course. This is Bob Romanek. That's the nigger thugs coming up. That's nigger thug training for a bunch of, you know, there's some proud blacks that make it through school, but there's a lot of nigger thugs. They're saying that, Rick, they can't do anything about your daughter getting threatening letters and threatening notes.
Well, they're saying they can't do anything without proof, and they've went through the video cameras and things like that, and they still can't find anybody putting a note in her locker, you know. I mean, it's getting to where she cries and she don't even want to go to school anymore. And they say they have a zero tolerance, you know, policy for bullying. But, you know, what do you do when the school fails you and the police department fails you? I mean, what's our next step?
You know, Rick, I want to say this, and I'm going to make an example out of it. And I kind of apologize to you because it's not your fault. But if it would have been four little black boys, white boys, 12, 13, 14 years old, beating the hell, kicking a little black boy down on the ground, a victim, a black boy, laying there and getting kicked by four white guys, The NAACP would have been there. Black Lives Matter would have been there. Every black organization would have been there because that would have been racial. But now since it's white, and Rick, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'm the only white man that's standing up for the white community. I'm not fighting against the black community, but don't you think it's time that white people need to come together and stand up for the white rights of this great country of ours?
Yes, I do. There was four boys in the video, and one of the mothers contacted my wife and was so apologetic and said that, you know, she's disciplining her kid. She, you know, the kid wasn't raised like that. And then there was another mother that sent text messages to my wife saying, I hate you white people, all you Granite City piece of trash, you know. My son was sticking up for a girl, you know, and, you know, she's not going to discipline her child because she says that that's right. He was in the right.
Hey, let me tell you what, Rick, I hope maybe you contact the FBI, because I personally believe that that was a hate crime. And now if they're sending threatening letters to your daughter, that's also a hate crime, because you know it's coming from the niggers. But I will tell you, Rick, I'm not a violent person. I do not believe in violence. But I know you're a hell of a good father and a family man. And first and foremost, you hear me, Rick, is to protect your children and your family. I don't give a damn what color the son of a bitches are. I just hope you're ready to protect your family if the time comes, because these niggers, they get out of hand for no reason. And it just escalates and escalates. And I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But if somebody's got to get hurt in a situation like that, it should be the niggers that started the crap. Agree or not?
Yeah, I agree. I believe it was last week, a couple at the high school, one of their kids was getting harassed by a black kid, and they actually jumped him at the Granite City High School. And the school wouldn't do nothing, the police wouldn't do nothing, so what the parents did, they went up there after school and they found the kids that jumped their child and they beat them up, and now that parent is sitting in Granite City Jail.
Well, I guarantee you, the parent that beat the hell out of the kid or whatever, they were white, and the kid that got the justification of putting these people in jail was a nigger. Am I right or wrong?
It was black kids jumping a white kid.
Yeah, that.
Then the white parents went
right
to stick up for their kid because they had nowhere else to go. Nobody would do anything for them. So, you know, what else are you supposed to do? You know.
Well, Rick, let me tell you. I believe the police officers in Granite City are doing a great job. I think there's a little lack of communications because I support law enforcement, but I think you need to get back with them. But one last question, Rick. I know a lot of people in Granite City. And they can say I'm a racist, but in East St. Louis, in Washington Park, in Cahokia, Soja, every place below the hill, the niggers, not the proud blacks, the proud blacks moved out. The niggers came in and destroyed the town. I think Granite City is having the same treatment, don't you?
Yeah. A lot of people are moving out. Property value is going down here. And like I said on the news the other day, we're going to try to move out of Granite.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you, why is the property values going down and why are people moving out?
A lot of it has to do with Granite City Steel, you know, being up and down, but well, I think a lot of it is the blacks are moving in.
The what? What do you mean the blacks are moving in? The blacks are the niggers. Black people are proud to be around. Are you saying, I know you're not a racist, you're talking about the niggers. You're not talking about the proud black community, are you?
No, it's what you think.
Yeah, see, hey, Rick, thanks for the call. And be safe and keep your family safe. But people, you heard Rick, his daughter's getting harassed. He didn't have the gumption to say, nigger. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. This psychological warfare, these niggers have got us beat down. See, I'll say nigger if I don't need to say nigger, because I can say nigger. It's unbelievable, people, that we let this crap happen. Think about this Granite City situation. Four little nigger thugs beat the hell out of a little innocent white boy. Nobody, and I don't know if that's totally correct. I think there's a little lack of communications because I think the Granite City Police Department are a bunch of great guys. But having said that, if it had been five white kids, NAACP, I guarantee you would have been all over this. And you white people, and even you niggers know it. See, the niggers are sitting back and they're laughing. We get away with that crap. But now the white person that went and beat the hell out of the nigger to beat the hell out of the white person's kid, their ass is in jail. And you expect that, because if not, here comes Al Sharpton, here comes Jesse Jackson, here comes the NAACP, the IRS, the FBI, CVS, even the pharmacy gets involved. If the niggers want niggers, let me tell you what. The time's coming, I believe, when the proud white, proud black are going to come together and they're going to say, enough's enough. Let's get Osiris, unless he gives me crap before break. Go ahead, Osiris. You're on the dark side.
What's up, man? Happy spring.
What do you
think about the way these niggas and crackers be driving, by our thing?
Yeah. Hey, Osiris, and let me ask you a serious question, and I mean this. And I know I'm not a racist, and I know you're not. You're a proud black man. But what is it with carjacking? It ain't the proud blacks like you, because you ain't going to carjack. You got a job. You ain't going to do nothing illegal. But what is it in the nigger community about carjacking? I mean, they got a thing about loving to carjack. Why is that? Do you know?
They got a game called Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, is that it?
You ever heard of it?
No, I heard of the video game, but I haven't heard of this group.
Yeah. The video game is Grand Theft Auto. So these little niggas, they ain't reading or writing, they ain't doing their homework. So when they get home from school, if they go to school, they come home immediately and eat a bag of Cheetos and start playing that game all day. So the game to them becomes a reality, because niggas and pork and some crackers ain't got no structure.
You know what? No, I think all the niggers and crackers and hunkies, they don't have any structure. They wouldn't be out stealing and robbing and raping. One last question, Osiris, before we go to break. And you know I get crazy sometime, but isn't it amazing? And you can talk bad about white people at this time, and I won't jump your ass. But have you ever seen anything weaker than a white person when something happens to them or their family, especially if it happens by a nigger's hand, not a proud black's? White people just tuck their little tail between their legs and walk away. Why do you think that is, Osiris?
I don't know. I think it's the American culture that paints the white man as a goofball on TV. You know what I'm saying? He get lost in his own bathroom. And then the society just paint white people as being weak. That's all.
Hey, Osiris, thank you very much for the call. Proud black man. It's always a pleasure to have you on, Osiris. But you heard what Osiris said, and he's 100%, 150% correct. Any of these shows anymore on TV, it's always a white guy that's the buffoon and always the black guy who is the big savior, the big hero. I'm tired of that. And I'm tired, once again, of this cultural engineering where I got to see a white gal laying in bed with a black guy kissing on him with an Asian. I don't know how the hell they come up with an Asian kid unless they stole the son of a bitch. But I'm tired of seeing all this crap on television. I'm tired of all of this propaganda. All of this and they got two gay guys kissing each other. Oh, that's what I want to see on some kind of commercial. But Osiris is right. You watch these shows anymore. The white guy's always the bad guy. The white guy's always a dumbass. The white guy is always this stupid son of a bitch. And the blacks are, hey, they're right there to take care of it. Blackish my ass, Empire my ass, all these black shows my ass. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up,
listening to Bob Romanek. The Grim Reaper of radio is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, yeah. V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Side, and you're damn straight. We're not going to take it anymore. Up in Chicago, off-duty police officer shot dead in uniform while sitting in his car, and I got a picture of two nigger thugs all tattooed, faces all tattooed up. You people didn't hear about that. You niggers ain't bitching about that, are you? And you white people didn't even know about it. You proud blacks didn't even know about it. But here's two niggers pull up on a police officer sitting in his car and kill him. Where's the NAACP? Where's the Black Lives Matter? Where's all the riots going on? But no, you go to Pittsburgh. Remember Pittsburgh? They're protesting in Pittsburgh, burning everything down because a black teenager was shot by a police officer and went to court. It wasn't the Eternal Affairs said, oh, he didn't do anything wrong. He was acquitted, people acquitted. In a court of law in this great country, our Constitution says everybody will be treated equal. You'll be judged by a jury of your peers. And this police officer was. And they found him not guilty. But now, what do the people do in Pittsburgh? Oh, I'm sorry, not the people. The niggers. What do the niggers, the protesters do? They want to burn everything down because the judicial system didn't work the way they wanted it to work. You remember that? They were outraged and shocked over the verdict. So let's go to tear up Pittsburgh. Let's burn down Pittsburgh. Where you at, NAACP, denouncing this nigger movement? Do you ever notice that the NAACP, Black Lives Matter, all these black racist, black supremacist groups, they never denounce when the niggers do something wrong. But boy, let the jury, a jury of his peers, find him not guilty. Wasn't a set up deal. They had a trial, people. 12 jurors found, and all 12 had to find him not guilty. Found him not guilty. If not, it would have been a hung jury and there would have been another trial. So 12 people believed all the evidence, but not these niggers. They found it to be shocking and outrage. The killing of a young black man under questionable circumstances. There's nothing questionable about it. 12 people found that man, and blacks were on the jury, found that person not guilty. You know what it's going to be? It's the intimidation factor by these niggers. We're not going to have a court of law anymore. We're just going to have to say, hey, niggers, what do you think? Well, if you won't tear up the town, we'll say and we'll do what you want. It's amazing, people, why we put up with this crap. But there in Pittsburgh, police officer was found not guilty, was acquitted. Everybody should go home. But no, they don't. Not the niggers. Let the white people, let something happen like this and a white man convicted wrongly. You won't see one white group out there. You won't see one white group anywhere. You people better understand. You better understand what's going on in this great country, because it's not going to get any better. We can't sit back and take this crap. And for you niggers and you liberals that don't like me exposing this crap, just don't listen. But there again in Chicago, a police officer gets killed by two nigger thugs. See their pictures right here. Nothing said. NAACP. Nothing said over Jesse Smollett. Other than me, that crap's going to go away. Oh, no, we don't want to upset the black. The hell, it's not the black community you're upsetting. It's the niggers. And who gives a damn if we upset the niggers? Go ahead, Travis. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Travis from Granite City here. Proud white man, lifelong resident. The thing I'm calling in about that pissed me off with this attempted lynching in Granite City of the white kid is I tried to call my alderman and the mayor, but the mayor wouldn't return my call.
Yeah, well, the mayor's probably not going to return your call. But, Travis, how long have you lived in the Granite City area?
My whole life.
Okay, do you... Is it the proud blacks moving in there that are running the white people out? Or what do you think's running the white people in droves, I say, out of Granite City the last 3 or 4 or 5 years?
I can tell you without a doubt, Bob, it's the niggers.
Okay.
And it's not the proud blacks at all.
No, it's the niggers. And you know what? One of my attorneys works in Granite City, has an office, Travis, and it's amazing how that city has went from decent to trash in the last 4, 5, 6 years, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Bob, I could tell you, I graduated in the early 90s from Granite City High School, and I could tell you with certainty, if this would have happened back then, those four little niggers would have been beat up every day after school until they decided to leave town.
Yeah, but you know what though, Travis? You can't do that because then it's racist. You know, you can't hurt a nigger. Because if you do when you're white, it's a hate crime. It's racist. Don't you know that?
Absolutely. You're right.
And aren't you tired of that, Travis, as a proud white man?
Absolutely. Without doubt.
Well, I would tell you and everybody else, Travis, I don't believe in violence. I deplore violence. But don't you think at some point in time, the good white people are going to unite and say enough's enough? It's got to come soon, Travis. Or they're going to push us out into the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right, Bob.
And where else can you hear the honesty that I give on radio? Where else, Travis, can you hear the honesty that I give on radio anywhere on the dial throughout the St. Louis area? Anywhere?
Nope. Nope. No, sir. That's why I'm on the phone with you today.
Hey, Travis, best of luck to you and all the good people, the proud blacks, proud whites in Granite City. I wouldn't take that nigger thuggish crap. I'd get to my mayor, I'd get to my alderman, and things are going to have to change, Travis, because if not, you'll have another East St. Louis. And there's some great people still down in East St. Louis, but it's amazing how it only takes one guy in a room of 500 to pass gas after he had beer and chili all night. And he's going to stink up the whole room. And that's the problem in East St. Louis and below the hill. There's a lot of proud black people, but they're being hurt by the nigger community. And it's coming up to Granite City. So you good people in Granite City, we appreciate all your support, appreciate you listening. But just remember, at the end of the day, like I told Rick, you have to be there to protect yourselves and your family. No violence. No violence unless it's necessary. But let's all come together and stop this movement of these niggers before they stop us completely. It's amazing what the hell's going on. Hey, I want to talk about East St. Louis. There's been a lot of people, the election's coming up. Bob Eastern, don't know him very well, but here he's a great candidate. A lot of people, both black and white, in and out of the East St. Louis area, have been donating, I hear, to the campaign for Bob Eastern because they feel that Bob Eastern's going to turn that once great city of East St. Louis back around. I think he really believes that he can do something with his candidates for alderman in East St. Louis, and I hope he can, because there's a lot of us proud white people that came from East St. Louis and would like to go back to East St. Louis. But then you have Amika Jackson Hicks. She's been a complete failure. You good people in East St. Louis, understand me. She's been a complete failure these last 4 years. She's failed in everything she's done to make East St. Louis more prosperous, make it a lot safer. You people know it's not safe. There's still no jobs after 4 years. And she's been up there kissing Sprague and Kern's ass, those two racist white boys' ass. And what have you good people from East St. Louis got but screwed? You know, Bob Sprague's the one. He's a defense counsel for Monsanto and Cyril Copper. That's trying to keep you people from getting money that has cancer. Trying to stop you people from getting money so you can try to cure and you can try to take care, try to get medicine to take care of the sick that have died. Some have died and some are terminally ill because of the alleged toxic fumes and waste from Monsanto and Cyril Copper. But here's Amika Jackson Hicks, your mayor, siding with Bob Sprague. Apparently, I say, supporting Bob Sprague in his fight to keep money from you people. And you people are going to vote for Amika Jackson Hicks? Are you people crazy? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? A nigger, a bitch nigger, being run by Mark the Big Faggot Kern from Belleville, the big racist, his whole family. And Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague. The guy that's trying to keep money out of your pockets to get medicine to help cure the cancer that you people have. He's representing Monsanto and Cyril Copper, people. Do you understand that, you proud black community? Bob Sprague is the devil, is a consummate devil. He's been down there in East St. Louis. He screwed up the entire St. Clair County Democratic Organization. It's in shambles, and we'll talk about that after the break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of Freedom. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. And finishing up with Amika, you stinka Jackson Hicks. She had Dick Durbin. You know Dick Turbin Durbin. You know Dick Durbin, the Dick Durbin, the U.S. Senator from Illinois, that said that our troops, our United States troops, our proud military troops, were baby killers. Yes, that Dick Durbin, the white boy. He supports Amika Jackson Hicks. So what does that tell you good people in East St. Louis? And he was down politicking this Saturday for Amika Jackson Hickson. I got to say, Senator Durbin, what the hell have you ever done for the great city, the once great city of East St. Louis? You've done nothing, but now you're going to waste your time to come down and politic for another failed politician, Amika Jackson Hicks, and you black community, see? She didn't get Jesse White, the Honorable Secretary of State, the proud black man. She didn't get the Lieutenant Governor, a proud black lady. No, she got to bring down a white boy, just like they bring down Kern, Mark the Big Faggot Kern, and Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal sprague. So see, she's got to have white boys down there propping her up. So I hope you good people understand that down in East St. Louis Election Day. She needs to be voted totally out of office. She's done nothing for you people in East St. Louis for the last 4 years, and she'll continue to do nothing if she's elected. And speaking of doing nothing, this Belleville situation is amazing. They had a robbery at the Family Dollar store Wednesday. We don't hear about it. The politicians hold it back till Saturday or Sunday. It's in the Sunday paper. A robbery at 6400 West Main, and Mark the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert keeps telling us how safe it is. And then this ass white bastard gets in the Belleville News Slimocrat is a guest reporter. Those who care about Belleville will not spread negativity. No, those who care about Belleville will spread the truth, you idiot. Mark the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert will tell the truth. He's trying to say the good things that are going. There's nothing going on good in Belleville. You okie fidoctus on the Hoff Brewhouse. Now they've got signs up begging for people to come in and lease one to five parcel acres up there by the Hoff Brewhouse. They're asking for waitresses because they tell me, hasn't been confirmed, but they tell me they're passing bad payroll checks. And now there's a Jack Flash convenience store opening in the spring. Well, Eckert, that's your people. You've been running the interference farm. There ain't nothing open in the spring because it's the spring right now and there's nothing up but some red flags, Eckert. So don't say you're holier than thou. Don't say that the people who care about Belleville will not spread negativity. No, we want to spread the truth, you idiot. And on the other hand, I don't know what the hell's going on because Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman, he's running three of his candidates against Eckert's candidates in Belleville. So that shows you how bad the Democratic Party is screwed up. His mother, Barbara Kern, I've got the statistics right here. I've got the documentation. On March the 1st, she donated $10,000 to the Friends and Family for Belleville campaign. Mark, the big faggot Kern, donated $5,600 on March the 19th. So there's $17,600 contributed to the Friends and Family for Belleville. That's Mark Kern's candidates for alderman running against Eckert's. His mother and him have donated $15,600 of the $17,600. The other $2,000 on March the 22nd was by Christopher Wattweiler. He's the chairman of the Friends and Families for Belleville. Now follow me on this. He's the chairman. Brian Whitaker, who works for 911, Herbie Simmons, he's the treasurer. And Randy Randolph, the other person who works for 911, is the chairperson. So the three people that are the chairman, the treasurer, and the other chairperson and secretary for the Friends and Family of Belleville, they're the three candidates. They're the three hand-picked Mark the Big Faggot Kearns, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman's candidate. Doesn't that tell you something? And all the information is coming out of 1437 Commercial Street in Belleville. I would believe that's their campaign headquarters. Probably one of the candidates may live there. I don't know, but that's where the information's coming out of, is 1437 Commercial Street in Belleville. And the committee was founded February the 19th. These are candidates running against their fellow Democrats. So you good people in St. Clair County, you rank-and-file Democrats, rank-and-file Republicans, you know what's going on. Kern and Sprague have destroyed what little St. Clair County Democratic organization has been left. And now, the St. Clair County Board Chairman, who had the support of the Maximus Vaginus Mayor of Belleville, Mark the Big Pussy Eckert, now he's fighting them to gain control. Now, people, Kern wants control, Sprague wants control of Belleville again. And I'm not for either one of these guys, but man, it's like voting for Genghis Khan or Adolf Hitler for Mayor of Belleville. You get two ass-white bastards. But it's just awful funny how the Democratic organization has been so screwed up under Bob. I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern, that it's going down the tubes. But now they'll go down to East St. Louis and try to destroy that even more and support Amika Jackson, you stink of hicks. So you people in East St. Louis, you better understand, and you people in Belleville, with this election coming up, these three candidates, Christopher Rottweiler, Brian Whitaker, and Randy Rudolph, they're hand-picked stooges of Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman. So I hope you good people in Belleville, so you don't read that in the paper, but that's a fact. That's a fact. He's running candidates, so I think he knows it's about time, and I think the good people in St. Clair County will not elect Mark the Big Faggot Kern in 2020. I don't even think he'll run in 2020. But I think he wants to take the city of Belleville back over. So I got to say to you, Maximus Vaginus, Mark Eckert, what the hell are you doing about it? I don't see you coming out against him. See, these bastards want to play that little game. They want to hide behind their little coattails. They want to hide behind their little dresses, little pussy bastards. They won't come out and fight. But you good people in Belleville, just know that Mark the Big Faggot Kern is trying to make a big takeover. And it's amazing. It's amazing, Ecker. Why aren't you pissed because two of the three candidates worked for Herbie Simmons at 911? Are they using the 911 headquarters, our taxpayer-supported building, to run a campaign, to run a political party? You people in St. Clair County, you better understand. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. As always, we're out of time. People, you hear what I say, and I tell you the truth. It's the unfiltered truth. Let's research what I say. You'll find out that I'm correct in everything I say. Let's research these bastards. Elections are coming up. In Belleville, there's not a good candidate. In East St. Louis, they tell me that Bob Eastern is the best candidate. So think about it, you proud people in East St. Louis. Do you need another 4 years of that crap? And you good people in Belleville, I don't know if you're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. If Mark Kern's hand-picked candidates win, think about it, people. Research. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass-white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you know, and I'll continue to say this day in and day out, at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll